Welcome to an Audio Boo audio review. I have a new nib for my Magless Stylus and Magless Styluses, Magless Styli, whatever the plural form is, are made by an Irish company called Applydea. And you can find more about them at applydea.com. That's applydea.com. Applying the idea, and then that shortens to Applydea. So they've sent me, and that's really interesting, they've sent me a free sample of their new nib design. Now, they sent this to me not because I'm special, not because I have a huge number of followers, because neither of those things is actually true. They sent it to me because I apparently was one of the first customers to buy the stylus. And I think that's a really cool idea. I mean, really, I feel really loved now as a customer. I really liked the product. In fact, I loved the product. But now that I've been sent a free sample of their new nib, their new tip for the stylus, I feel super loved. And of course, I'm going to record an audio boo about them. I've already sent out an Instagram expressing my gratitude. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to do a review of the nib, a live review of the nib, because I haven't actually used it yet. I haven't had the tip yet. It's still in the packaging. You hear that? That's still in the packaging. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use it on my iPad to draw something, and I'm going to start using the regular nib, which is a rubberized tip, or at least I think it's some kind of rubber, and it's completely smooth. Now this tip is super, super, super responsive when you have a new one, when you have a pristine version, just fresh out of the packet. They are really, really, really responsive. Then they wear down a bit and they get a bit of wear and tear, and you can actually see a bit of the colour discoloration, I suppose. It becomes a little bit lighter and it becomes a little bit less responsive. But I've got a fairly fresh one on here. I've been drawing quite a large infographic for a client over the last couple of days, and I've been using my stylus quite a lot. But the nib that I've got on there now, the tip is still fairly good nick, so it should provide us with a very good comparison. I'm going to use a piece of software on my iPad, or an app called Paper, and it's Paper by 53, which is just a fantastic, it seriously is a fantastic app to use. I use it for cartooning, for everything. It's kind of designed to look like a moleskin notebook, if you're familiar with those, but on your iPad. And I love the way, in particular, the ink pen, the ink pen option, in Paper resolves. I think it's really gorgeous. So I use it for cartooning, so I'm going to use that. Now, Paper, by the way, do actually produce their own stylus themselves, which is called Pencil. Pencil and Paper, great names. I mean, I'm surprised these names were even available still. But anyway, so Pencil. Maybe it's because they call it Pencil by 53 and Paper by 53. Maybe that's how they get around that. And the thing about Paper's Pencil stylus, I'm going to get mixed up with my words here, is that the Paper app recognises the stylus and it allows you to lean on the screen, which the Applydea stylus doesn't allow you to do. So if you lean on an iPad screen to draw, then it doesn't know where to take, which contact point to take the input from, so it gets very confused. But the clever people at Paper have come up with a design for a stylus that somehow communicates with the iPad so that it only takes its input from the tip of the stylus. Like I say, the Applydea stylus doesn't do that. The Applydea stylus is formed, the one I have is formed, I think, out of a solid chunk of aluminium, and then there's a rubberized grip. It looks quite odd, it looks quite angular, but actually it works very, very, very well. It reminds me in a way of those carpenter's pencils, you know, the thin, flat ones. I'd say this is twice as thick, but it has that angular feel to it. Right, so let's kick off. So this is the existing rounded nib. Now I don't know whether the new nib, by the way, which is kind of has a texture on it, is going to replace the rounded nib. We'll find out. But for the moment, I don't know that that's the case. Maybe you'll still be able to get both. But I'm just going to draw a little character. So I'm drawing a head, which actually. Let me just get my favourite tool and give it some eyes. And so, exactly what I'm used to, of course, because I've drawn so much with this stylus already, so there's no great surprises for me there in terms of the experience of using it and what I'm feeling. Okay, so super responsive. Now you just unscrew or pop out the nib from the stylus. It's one of those that just slots in. So I'm now opening up the pack with the new one. So immediately I can see that it's different because it has some kind of a texture to it, and I don't think it's rubber. It looks to be some kind of cloth. So different material altogether. Popping it in the front of the stylus, there we go. And let's just see how this feels. Now it feels very different. Straight away it feels very, very different. So the rubber tip has a bit of give in it. This has no give in it at all. It's much harder. That's a very delicate, sensitive kind of... What I'm trying to say is that it's a very small difference, but it's a substantial one when you're very used to the feel of how another tip works. But let's just draw with this one. Oh, interesting, it stopped working. Now, is that the app, I wonder? What is it? Now, here's the thing. Very interesting. So I am applying it to the screen. Sorry for the pause there. And nothing is happening. Okay, I've just figured it out. If Applydia are listening to this and they're freaking out by thinking, oh my God, it's not working and this man is broadcasting that it's not working. I just figured out why. I actually had the rubber option selected. And of course, if you draw with a rubber, nothing's going to happen. So here we are. There we go. And it's working perfectly again. So I like the feel of it. I have to say, it feels more robust. And does it feel, is it more accurate? I wonder whether it's more accurate. I can't say that it is. I have to say, I do like working with it though. It's just a different kind of experience. Now, what I'm very curious about is how long it will last before the tip deteriorates to a point where it's no longer very responsive. So with the rubber ones, depending on how much you use it, of course, but there is a point where it just becomes utterly, utterly unresponsive to what you're trying to do. So I'm curious to see how long this guy will last before it also starts to lose its responsiveness. But I have to say that I do like it a lot. I really do, and that's not because I'm a fan anyway. I just find that it is a great responsive tool. A very responsive nib, rather. Okay. Well, that's really all I'm going to talk about. Yeah. So there you are. So where can you find Applied Idea? A really good stylus, I find. And I'm very, very interested in this new design of nib. I should really play with it more before I recommend it. I can certainly recommend the stylus in its own right with the rubber nibs. The rubber nibs, they come in at, I think it's 10 euros for two additional nibs, and you would go through them. If you're a heavy user like I am, you know, you can go through a fair few in a year. I've had the stylus for about a year, but I've only really recently been using it an awful, awful, awful lot. So I couldn't really say how long you you can go with it using heavy with heavy use. Anyway, starting to ramble now. So there you are, the Applied Idea new, I think it's a microfiber nib. Very pleased with that. Very pleased with that indeed. I think I shall replace my current nib and use the microfiber one for a while.